Excerpts on Kintsugi from A Little Book of Japanese Contentments by Aaron Niimi Longhurst, published in 2018. I'm not going to read things for you twice. According to legend, the art of Kintsugi, meaning connecting with gold, can be attributed to the 14th century shogun Ashikaga Yoshimasa, who was so dismayed at a botched repair job to one of his prized ceramic pieces that he implored some Japanese craftsmen to come up with another, more aesthetically pleasing solution. The art of Kintsugi was developed as a response to this. Kintsugi is the art of repairing broken pottery with golden lacquer. Shattered pieces are put back together and become even more beautiful, laced with gold, than they were originally. Rather than being discarded or lamented for its flaws, an object becomes more treasured than ever, as its disfigurement or defect becomes its strength through the art of Kintsugi, adding to its beauty. The concept of Kintsugi is a compelling metaphor and doesn't only have to apply to objects. It's an important and even empowering one to think about, particularly at those times in your life that are challenging. Kintsugi also serves as a powerful metaphor to the way we approach our perceived strengths and weaknesses. There is a Japanese proverb that captures this so perfectly, Chosho wa Tansho, which loosely translates to, our strengths are our weaknesses. Types of Kintsugi. There are several ways to repair broken ceramics using the Kintsugi method. Fixing the crack. Hibi. This is for smaller breaks or hairline fractures, as it requires the least amount of effort and use of gold resin. It's perfect for those breaks where you still have all the pieces and they can be easily put back together. No overlap is required. It's just a question of placing the broken pieces together and sealing with the gold-dusted lacquer. Replacing with gold. Kake no Kintsugi Rei. For breaks where pieces are missing or don't fit back together quite so well, you would seal the broken areas with a larger piece of gold. Patchwork. Yobisugi. Here, missing pieces are replaced with pieces from another, different broken object, like a patchwork. Not only does pure gold sit in the fire with us, but it also fills our cracks and helps to mend us and put us back together when we don't think that's possible. Sometimes the cracks are small, and other times the cracks are bigger, and sometimes our friends who are also broken and cracked and flawed will lend us pieces of themselves to help fill in our gaps, and we seal it all with gold. And we do the same for our friends in return. Definitely thinking a lot about strengths and weaknesses, deficiencies, supplementation, friends, and the idea of gold this week. Not quite sure why. Thomas Merton on Mondays always sets me off on strange new paths and different ideas. And this week I'm focusing on gold and friendship and cracks and healing and mending and all of that. So I guess you're hearing a little bit of that too. Well, that was a long excerpt today, and I don't want to take up too much of your time. So as always, I implore you to wear your sunscreen and to drink your water. Maybe try for an extra 2 cups today. Crank it up a little bit. Be kind to yourselves and be kind to each other. We're all we have, We're really all we have. Thank you for letting me into your ear holes for another day. And I love you all so much. Take good care of yourselves, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye.